What are the thoughts after that?
I'm disappointed, obviously, not to get anything out of the game. For long periods of the game, we had the ball again, and I just looked at the stats, and we've had twice as many shots, but we haven't made it count. So small margins that's cost us today, or a set piece, and with a team as big as we are at the back, it's hard to take when you concede a goal like that.
Is it as simple as finishing, or is it not doing enough with the possession you had today?
A bit of both, I think. The strikers will be first to say they've got to do better with their chances, but it's a team game, you know. We've got to keep clean sheets to win games, and we've got to score goals as well. So we're all accountable, and we'll move on and work on that this week.
So we're sort of heads in hand at the end with West Thomas. You must have been expecting that to grab your point.
Yeah, we knew there was going to be another chance in the game, and it dropped to Wes. And you'd fancy him to score normally there, but you know, he's done great for us this season, and no one's going to start pointing fingers at him. We're all sticking together, and majority of the time he would finish that, but it's just unfortunate today he didn't.
How significant was the absence of Mark Pugh, or shouldn't it be given the other options you had?
I think we missed Pugh a little bit today with his creativity, 1v1 situations. He can obviously score a goal, and he's made quite a few goals for us this season as well. So we haven't scored too many goals lately, so we've probably missed him.
Is there anything that sort of bugs you about the performance most?
Losing. I think apart from the goal, we've performed reasonably well today. Against one of the better passing teams in the league, we feel that we've had the better possession of the ball, and created better chances for sure. I mean, we had 18 shots and they had 9, I think. So, but that doesn't win your games, obviously. I've said that before. It's the goals that win your games.
Miles Addison was obviously kind of involved in the goal, as it were, but how do you feel about his contribution overall?
I thought he had a good debut, to be fair. Strong, he was comfortable. It was only the set play, really, not really too pleased about, but it's a ball that has come in the box. They've reacted quickly to it and got blindsided of another defender. So overall, he had a good debut.
Does this knock a bit of stuffing out of you, given the run of games you knew were coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I've got to pick the lads up now and make sure we're focused on Saturday. We've got another big game, so we've got to move on quickly and keep the lads' heads up.
And just in terms of, sort of Mark Pugh's injury, what's the diagnosis? Could he be back for next Saturday? Or
touch and go. He might try maybe Thursday or Friday. We have to obviously keep a close eye on him. We don't want to injure him any further, obviously. So we have to make sure we bring him back at the right time.
And how handy is it to get Sean Cooper and Wes Fogden back at this stage?
Yeah, it's good. It's obviously, you want all your players fit, and the more options I've got, the better for me. And certainly two very good options for me.